Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to the Direction Decoder. You know that feeling when you're just not sure if you've got what it takes? Like maybe your skills aren't good enough or you're not smart enough, brave enough, strong enough, whatever enough is supposed to look like. Well, let me tell you, that feeling is totally normal. We all have those moments of self-doubt, especially in this crazy world where everyone seems to be doing it all and achieving everything. But here's the thing. Confidence isn't some magical superpower that only a select few possess. It's a muscle, and like any muscle, it gets stronger with practice. So today, we're talking about building your confidence, brick by brick. Let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you feel more empowered and ready to take on the world. Number 1. Know your stuff. This might seem obvious, but seriously, the more you know about something, the more confident you'll feel. Ever notice how people who are passionate about their hobbies or careers seem to exude this natural confidence? It's because they've invested time and energy into learning and mastering their craft. So whether it's a new skill you want to learn, a subject that fascinates you, or even just brushing up on your knowledge in a specific area, dive in. The more you know, the more equipped you'll feel to tackle challenges head on. Number 2. Celebrate your wins, big and small. We often get caught up in focusing on what we haven't achieved yet that we forget to celebrate the victories along the way. But every small step forward deserves recognition. Did you finally master that tricky recipe? Nailed that presentation at work? Celebrate it. Give yourself a pat on the back, treat yourself to something nice, or simply acknowledge your accomplishment. These little wins add up and build momentum towards bigger goals. Number 3. Embrace feedback, even the tough stuff. This one can be tricky, right? Nobody likes hearing criticism, especially when it feels personal. But here's the thing. Feedback, even the tough stuff, is a gift. It's an opportunity to learn, grow, and improve. So instead of getting defensive, try to see feedback as a chance to gain valuable insights and develop your skills further. Number 4. Surround yourself with positivity. Think about the people in your life. Are they supportive? Encouraging? Do they lift you up or bring you down? Your social circle has a huge impact on your self-belief. Make an effort to surround yourself with positive, uplifting people who believe in you and your potential. Number 5. Remember, it's okay to not be perfect. This is huge. We live in a world where it seems like everyone is striving for perfection, but guess what? It's impossible. Embrace your imperfections, learn from your mistakes, and don't let the fear of failure hold you back. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're applying for your dream job, right? The one that you've been working towards for years. But then those familiar doubts creep in. What if I'm not qualified enough? What if they choose someone else? Suddenly, you feel like taking a step back. But here's the thing. You are qualified. You've put in the work, honed your skills, and gained valuable experience. Remember all those times you celebrated those small wins? That presentation you nailed? The project you successfully completed? Those are testaments to your abilities. So don't let self-doubt sabotage your dream. Apply for that job, go into that interview with your head held high, knowing that you deserve to be there. And remember, even if things don't work out the way you planned, it's not a failure. It's simply another learning opportunity. Keep pushing forward, keep building your confidence, and eventually, you'll reach your goals. So, let's recap those 5 key takeaways. Know your stuff, celebrate your wins, embrace feedback, surround yourself with positivity, and remember that it's okay to not be perfect. Take these insights into your daily life and watch as your confidence grows. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you build your confidence? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to the Direction Decoder so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep decoding your direction and living a life filled with purpose and passion.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.